Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for watching on Facebook as well as listening on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Colleen Van De Zijden, and this is Lilydale Radio. The name of my show is called Embracing Your Essence, and the reason I called it that is because it's all about you, who you really are, who you want to be, all of that. We put it all together, and that's what we get for embracing our essence. If you wanted to check out what's happening at Lilydale, you can go to their website, lilydaleassembly.com. All sorts of information there. They don't have next season's schedule up yet because it would be very early, but they are getting workshops ready for next year already. People are finding out they're giving workshops and stuff. There are still mediums available at Lilydale if you want to go and get a reading from somebody. I do recommend you call first and see that they are there, because some people do leave for the winter, and we don't usually take walk-ins in the winter. We're not just sitting around waiting for people to show up. So if you want an appointment during the off-season, you should give a call to one of the mediums. There are still probably, I would say there's probably about 20 or so mediums who are still working, maybe more. You know, I could count them one day, and I'll let you know for sure how accurate that is. But there are still some people there. You are watching on Facebook. I have changed the name of my professional page to Colleen Van De Zijden, medium and self-empowerment coach, because that's what I do. I am a registered medium at Lilydale Assembly, and as a medium, we connect in with our loved ones on the other side. That's the whole point of being a medium, is to help people connect to their loved ones, to see what they have to say, to see what kind of messages come through. I never know what's going to happen in a reading. Sometimes different things happen I just don't expect, and it's not like we can plan it out or practice. We just go with the flow with whatever spirit shows us. And I'm also a certified spiritual life coach, and as a life coach, I specialize in transformation and empowerment, helping people create the life they want to have. And it's a good mix between mediumship and coaching, because I can get some intuitive things, get some messages from spirit. Sometimes I'll just stick with straight coaching. So let's see, what else do you need to know? If you want to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. And I do see that I have some callers right there already waiting, which is wonderful. Thank you so much for calling. I'll be with you shortly. If you want to call in, what you want to do is, we're going to talk about a few things tonight. You can call in if you have questions about spirituality, mediumship, coaching, even healing, because I'm also a healer as well. You can call in if you want to talk about the topic of the day. The topic of the day today is actually going to be fear and recognizing fear, releasing fear, that kind of thing. You can also call in if you want to have me connect with your loved ones on the other side, a mediumship reading. And if you want the future, the predictions and things like that, we're not really going to be doing that. I don't really do predictions for Lilydale Radio because I feel like predictions disempower us. So if you have a problem or a specific concern you want to talk about, I would love to help you come up with a spiritual solution to whatever's going on in your life. Show you, tell you something, a different way maybe to look at the problem, see a different perspective. When we look at our problems from a different perspective, frequently we can release our fear, our worry, our stress, all of that. So many times when we create our lives, we're worrying about what's going to happen, what might happen, what could happen. So frequently those things don't happen, but we get into that mode and we start thinking about all the problems we have, and our minds kind of go in circles and it's hard to get out sometimes. So when we start looking at our problems from a different angle, we can release the issues. We can release the problems. Everyone has problems. I say this all the time. Everyone has problems and challenges. You have to accept that that's just the way it is. The more you resist them and try to ignore them, force them to go away, the harder they become to handle. So if you can allow yourself to recognize, yes, you have this problem. Yes, it's horrible. You may hate it. You may feel awful. but it's there and you'll have to deal with it the best way you can. And sometimes the best way you can is to just shift how you're looking at the problem. So many times, too, we want our problems to end a certain way. We have an attachment to a certain outcome. And as you well know, I'm sure that doesn't always work out the way we would like it to work out. And it can cause us some grief, stress, problems. We just don't feel good. So today, what we're going to do, I'm going to talk a little bit about fear. And then I will take a caller. So with fear, I'm going to touch on it just on and off as we're talking to people tonight and just in between calls and things like that, where there are a lot of different kinds of fears. But fear shows up in so many different ways. Sometimes we don't even recognize that it's a fear. And it can be very subversive. It can just sneak up on us. And I'm sure you've heard the phrase that there are only two real emotions out there, which are basically love and fear. If it's not love, then whatever you're feeling is some form of fear. And I've thought about that a lot over the years, and that may be correct, that really those are the two basic things we have to work with. And frequently when I talk to somebody about this, they'll disagree with me because they don't believe that what they're feeling is a form of fear. And that's normal. That's perfectly normal because when I started looking at all of these things, I didn't realize some of these things were a form of fear either. But if you're not living your happiest and you're not feeling empowered, you're not feeling like you're handling things the best you can, then there's probably some fear in happening in our lives right there. So we are actually, I'm going to move on to a caller right now, and I'll come back to fear in a bit. And what I'll do is I'll say your last four numbers of your telephone number. Okay, and then when you get on, give me your name, where you're calling from, that kind of thing. It's always fun to see where everybody is calling from. So the first caller, you are 4089. 4089. I feel like I'm calling the lottery off. How are you today?
Oh, hi, this is Lori from calling from Washington State.
How wonderful.
Yeah, it's okay.
So do you have something in particular you wanted to talk about tonight?
Well, yeah, the fear thing. I was wondering if you were going to be giving any messages from the other side.
Yeah, I might very well. It sounds to me like you need a message from somebody on the other side. Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, there's, you know, did you lose somebody in particular that you want me to try to find rather than my searching around? I do feel somebody here, so.
Well, with whoever you feel.
Just whoever
there right
is talking?
Now.
Yeah. Okay, because I am feeling, okay, I just wanted to make sure because sometimes, you know, if we have a particular need, sometimes it's better just to get right to it and see if we can get right there. It doesn't always work, but sometimes
yeah.
It does. But I do feel a man stepping in really close to you right now. And this man, as he's coming in really close, he's giving me the impression, I want to put my arms around you, okay? I feel like I want to comfort you. He feels like somebody who would have been there for you and somebody who would have really been supportive in so many ways. He does come through with a bit of protective energy, which reminds me of a father, grandfather, that kind of paternal vibe. He's not giving me anything particular as to how he passes at this point. But do you have somebody who would have been quite protective of you on the other side?
Well, yeah, probably grandfathers, you know. But they all, you know, died when I was a little young.
Oh, that always makes it a little bit harder to identify them. The thing with him, and I am feeling, do you happen to know how he passes? Because I'm starting to feel some stuff going on into my chest, down into my stomach. And it makes me wonder if he had an illness going on. And I'm also wondering if he had a hip issue. Do you happen to know anything about that?
Well, my grandfather on my father's side passed from a heart attack.
Okay, and do you happen to know if he had a hip issue as well? It feels really, it doesn't feel like a hip replacement to me, but it feels almost as though there's arthritis or some kind of an issue with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that part.
Okay. That's okay. That's no worries. As he comes through, you know, it's the feeling of wanting to comfort you, wanting to tell you that everything's going to be okay. He gives me the impression that you've had some loss lately. Have you actually lost a person or is something else happening?
Quite a lot has been happening, and but the thing that hurts the most is that my son isn't speaking to me.
Okay. Okay, this makes sense then to me, because I definitely feel like I want to console you, you know, from the other side. That's what it feels like. He does tell me that there has been this misunderstanding between the two of you. He tells me also that you have reached out to your son and you've tried to reconnect with him. Have you done that?
Yes. Yeah.
But he's not listening to you, is he? He's just not listening.
Right. Yeah.
I get the impression that your son feels that you crossed some kind of a line. Is that accurate? Does he really feel like that?
I don't know.
Okay, because it feels like he wants to be off by himself, so to speak. You know, I don't feel like he wants to talk to anybody. I don't feel like he wants to answer to anybody. You know, there's a bit of a protection vibe about him as well. I feel as though I want to be back. I don't even know what I want to say. Back, not allowing anybody to see me almost. Is he having some, putting it this kind of gently, is he having some kind of issues in his head?
I don't know.
Yeah, because there's definitely the feeling of him not being, shall I say, logical. Okay? I don't feel him being logical. It feels as though he has overreacted possibly here. Do you feel as though he's overreacted to something?
Yeah,
very interesting. Boy, and would your son happen to have grandchildren by any chance?
Yes.
Your grandchildren, his own children, because there's a feeling of that separation as well. And that would be part of the issue, isn't it? Having that separation there. Yeah. Now, this man on the other side, what he's telling me is that we can't control someone else. We can only control our own actions, okay? He gives me the impression you've tried hard to connect, and he suggests to continue this. He suggests, yes, okay, go ahead, you know, try to make some connections, but don't be overwhelming with it. Like, don't do it so much that it pushes your son further away. So you're going to have to take a step back. How long has this been going on? It feels fairly new to me.
No, it's been years, years and years.
Is it? Okay, maybe because I feel how you feel, you know. Oh, that's unfortunate. How sad is that? He does not, you know, I don't want to say anything bad here, you know, judgmental or anything. It just doesn't feel right to me in his head. You know, he seems to think that he's right and that's the way it is. You know, that there is no
his father's influences him against me too.
Ah, how not wonderful. Yes. Yes. Now, I know. How hard is that? Isn't that horrible? I have spoken to actually many people this 2017 year, who are going through something similar. And it's really hard because we want to see our families, because we, you and I, and many people who are probably listening and watching, understand that family is the most important. And that's where we need to be. But when we are dealing with somebody like this who doesn't feel the same way and feels righteous, if you will, they don't see it that way. They're very stubborn. They get stuck in that. This man on the other side, he's talking about you, you know, continuing to send, you know, the Christmas card, whatever you can do. But at the same time, he's also telling me that you've been really holding on to this and it's really, really affecting you now. You know, I feel you, having stress symptoms in your body, and I feel you thinking about this quite a lot. And he's suggesting you're going to have to kind of step back a little bit from this. Now, speaking of fear, because there is that fear in your head that you will never see them again, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yes, and isn't that a horrible fear as well? And you can't, I know, easier said than done. You're going to have to set it aside, this situation aside. And I don't know if you know anything about energy work, but frequently I talk about how you can send love to someone without it being a physical thing. You know, you send them the love. You think about them, send them prayers, wish them the best. And I do want to say that that so frequently does change situations just by sending that love. It does change things. Also, it helps you move into a different place. I don't know if you're spiritually minded about that, but this is a great time to bring in the thought of prayer and asking God or universal energy, whatever you pray to help you move through this, to help you recognize that it's really not your problem, even though it's hurting you, okay? Very difficult sometimes to look at it this way, but it is a necessary thing to do. When we have this kind of situation, like I said, I've heard a lot about this. You have to recognize that you've done the best you can. You've been there. You've tried to help. You've tried to explain. You've tried to connect. And there will come a time. How old are your grandchildren? Are they on the older side now?
No, like three, four.
Okay, because I'm getting the impression there's going to come a time where they are going to want to talk to you, the grandchildren. They're going to want to reach out to you, okay? So you just hold on to that thought. You've got to really work on taking care of yourself, and I know it's very difficult to separate from this. I can tell you I've had a similar situation where somebody actually currently is not speaking to me, a family member. We won't get into it too far here, but it's not my problem. And I have to be able to just go, you know what, that's their issue, it's not mine, you know. I do want to say, just touching into this a little bit more before I let you go, as you work on yourself, as you work on taking care of yourself, as you work on strengthening that connection you have to God, continue working on that. You're going to feel better by doing that. You'll be able to detach from this. It's going to take a little bit of time, but you'll be able to do this, okay? And, you know, even though I feel that somebody is going to come and you know, one of the grandkids is going to want to connect with you, I don't want you to wait for that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to sit there and go, oh, I you know, my life is on hold until that happens. I don't want you to do that. You need to have as happy a life as you can for yourself. Yeah, so unfortunate. So unfortunate. And one more thing, and then I suppose I better let you go. Have you considered actually talking to a counselor as well, just to help you, you know, get some strategies to move through this horrible time?
Well, I have in the past, but I just probably have to find a new one. It's not easy to locate somebody I can really talk to.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, because it's a big issue, and it's something that's very important. And it's, in a way, it's kind of one of the ultimate issues for reaching inside yourself and accessing that inner spiritual power that you have. And you know what? You know that phrase, "What doesn't kill us makes us stronger." This is one of those things, which is unfortunate for you. Yeah. So, Lori, I suppose I'm going to have to let you go. But I have to say, I'm going to put you, if you don't mind, I'm going to put you on my healing list. And anybody else who's listening, I do a free distant healing. And I have not put the dates in for the next one, but it's coming up in the next few weeks. And then you can just email me and I'll put you on the list. You don't have to tell me your details or anything like that. I just put you on the list. My website is ColleenVanderZijden.com, and you can find it. A quick link is actually LilydaleMediumColleen.com, so you can go on there and then send me an email and I'll put you on the list so that I make sure. But I've already written it down for you, Lori. And, you know, it was a pleasure talking to you, but I'm so sorry you're going through this. So I will send some energy as well to see if I can't help smooth things over everywhere.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Know that I love you, even if no one else does or you don't feel like anybody does. I do. I'm sending that to you. So thank you, Lori. So that is so difficult for people when we have a situation like that where somebody cuts us out of our lives. So difficult. And we have to remember that it isn't our issue, and it's tough to do when we have something big like that. It is tough, and I'm not being negative by saying it's tough. I'm being real here. It's real. This is the way it is. And it is interesting. I'm talking about fear tonight because, obviously, as you can hear from Lori's voice, that this is a huge fear for her to be cut away, not be able to see her grandkids, you know. That's not right. It's just not, you know, and it's too bad we have these human problems where we have to argue and everything like this. It's just not good. Now, speaking of fear, you know, there are lots of different fears. We have a legitimate fear, you know, something, you know, you're going to get hit by a train. That's a legitimate fear. You need to get out of the way, you know. Something's going to happen. It's a protection fear. We also have the, you know, the phobias, those kind of things that are a little bit irrational sometimes. And can be treated if you want them treated. We can have traumatic effects. Something might happen, an event or something that leaves us with some kind of fear. And again, that's another opportunity to talk to somebody who's an expert, you know, a legitimate licensed counselor person. Lots of our fears are fears that we have within ourselves. They're fears, you know, that relate to being alone, being rejected, not belonging, not being liked, those kinds of fears. And they will show up in all sorts of different ways. And many of us have grown up with the feeling of wanting other people's approval. And when we want other people's approval and we don't get it, it kind of eats away at us and we don't know what to do. And it becomes almost a fear, really, of, you know, no one likes us. We have that kind of fear. And then it can affect how we act, what we do. If we don't think people are liking us, we might become people pleasers. And we decide to do whatever other people want us to do so that they'll like us, which means we're losing who we are. We're losing our inner self. We don't know who we are anymore. So a fear of being alone, a fear of rejection, not being liked, that kind of fear can affect us greatly, and it can take us to a place we don't want to be, and it can make us lose who we are, what we believe in, and act the way we are. It can bring in anxiety and worry. You know, we start to get pessimistic. It's never going to get better, but we don't really know that, you know. I mean, it probably is going to get better because it usually does. We might start to worry about the future and our imagination goes crazy. And I'm sure you've experienced that, where your imagination just goes crazy. And what if, what if, what if? And, you know, looking at Lori's situation, and she's probably thinking in her head, because I know I would be if I were her, well, what if I never, ever get to see my grandchildren? And that is a legitimate fear. That is something that is legitimate. But we can't put our lives on hold while this experience is happening. You know, we don't want to sit there in grief all the time, worrying about it and being sad. We have to do our best to move on. And that's when I was telling her to connect with the spiritual side of her to see if that can help, because that does so much help. It really does. Now I'm going to take another caller. Your last numbers are 8679. Yes. Hello, how are you tonight?
Hello.
Hello. What's your name? Hello.
Hi, my name is Selena. I call it from New York. Yes.
Okay. Now, are you looking for something in particular tonight?
Yes, if you get a message from my husband here, or my mother, father, you know, anybody coming
okay,
in.
So you're looking for parents or husband on the other side.
Right.
Okay. I have a woman who's stepping in actually first, and as she steps in, I want to be cooking. I want to be cooking.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of cool because she's given me the impression she's quite a good cook. And she has quite a lot of things she makes. She makes a lot of food, though. She does feel very motherly. Did your mom have some issues before she passes in the chest area?
Where?
In the chest area?
I don't know.
Do you know if she had any breathing? Okay, because I feel some breathing. Okay, I'm feeling some breathing issues in there with her. And was she quite the good cook, your mom?
Yeah, my mother was a cook. My grandma was a cook, you know.
Okay, because there is a mention of that. And there's also a mention of traditional meals, that kind of thing, too. And she tells me you're a pretty good cook yourself. Are you a good cook yourself?
Yeah, now, yes, before no.
Okay, and as she's talking to, and she's giving me the impression that she was somebody who could be a little bit strict at times. Was she a bit strict as she was raising you?
Say it again, I don't understand. You can say that again, please.
Was she a bit strict when she raised you?
Regular, a little bit.
Okay, because I feel like she gives you a lot of responsibility, that you have to do chores, that kind of thing, that she has high expectations for you, that you're going to do, you're going to do the best you possibly can do. There seems to be a lot of hard work in here as well. You know, I feel her being a very hard worker, and I feel you being a very hard worker, too. You do take after her quite a bit. Don't you? Do you actually look like her as well? Yes.
Yeah.
So there's quite a bit, there's quite a bit of that going on, too, with her. I feel a lot of similarities with that. She tells me that have you had a job change lately or something? There's something changing with a job. Okay. She's mentioning that, too. And what's happened? What's the change? She's not telling me the change.
Maybe it's my daughter.
Something with your daughter?
I don't know. My daughter would work.
Okay. So it's a little bit hard to hear you. So I'm just going to go on and give you the message, and then we'll just keep moving on. And there's the feeling here. She wants to acknowledge the hard work you're doing. She wants to make sure you're taking a break yourself, that you give a little bit of a sit down. Do you have anything going on with your legs right now?
I got a pain in my leg, yes, I can't move. Yes.
Okay, you have a pain in your leg and you can't move. Okay, she's mentioning a little bit of that, and she's talking about making sure you're resting, but also making sure you're getting up, too, that you're not spending too much time sitting, okay? But she does want to make sure you're taking care of yourself, okay? There's a lot of love coming in for you, so I do want to make sure I acknowledge that. There is that feeling. I do have a male, before I let you go, I do have a male stepping in, and I do feel this person having smoked. Do you have somebody who would have smoked before they pass?
I was a smoker. Yeah, stop. My father was a smoker.
Okay, so your father was a smoker. Cause I feel him. Was he comes through, if this is him, he's coming through pretty much keeping to himself. You know, when he's here in the physical, I feel him keeping to himself. I do get a little bit of an anger with him in here in the physical. Did he have a little bit of a temper?
Well, my father?
Yes.
My father, no. Maybe it's my brother-in-law.
Okay, because this one has a bit of a temper.
My brother-in-law is bad. My father was in a piece of cake.
Okay, so that may be who we have, because this person has a bit of a temper, when he was here. He's actually just coming in to say hi, hello, he's feeling better, because apparently there must have been something going on, because he's talking about feeling better. Your mom steps in the closer again, and she tells you, just to make sure you're taking care of yourself, okay, make sure you're taking care of yourself.
That's my mom.
Yes. She wants to make sure you're taken care.
Yes, and that's her message for you. Yes. How about my husband? Is he anything?
I'm not feeling him stepping in right now, so I don't know if he's coming in. I am getting a pain in my right arm, though. Did one of them have a pain in their right arm?
Okay, sometimes
they'll just show me things like that, you know, to get their attention. So, Selena, I'm going to have to let you go so I can move on to some of our other callers, but a lot of love from your mom.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. You are so welcome. Thank you so much for calling. Yes, it was a little bit hard to hear her with the sound, but that's good. It was nice talking to her. It was really fun talking to her mom, just getting a little touch in there. We are going to move on to our next caller, who is 7071. 7071. Hello, how are you today?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Char and I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, how nice. Okay. I'm down in Erie quite a bit.
I know.
Do you?
You come to see my friends.
Do I? Oh, how fun. How fun. So how can I help you tonight? Are you looking for something in particular?
No, I just like a reading.
Okay. Okay. You know, I have a woman stepping in actually close to you, and she seems to be on the younger side. And by that, I mean, she's about your age in that area. So if she were still here, she would be about your age. Okay. And I do feel having passed on the younger side herself. Okay. She feels, I can't tell if she's a sister, friend, that kind of thing. And she seems to have passed too soon. Okay. This still definitely feels too soon to me. And I am getting some issues in my chest area as well. Do you have a friend or somebody who would have passed or something going on in the chest area?
No, I don't.
Okay, kind of interesting. It almost feels like a breast cancer or something like that. It doesn't feel like a heart. It's not really feeling like lungs. It almost feels like a breast cancer, you know? So I'll keep going and give you some more identifying things about her because maybe it'll jog the memory, or it may be related to somebody you know and you need to pass something on. That happens on occasion.
Okay.
Yes. As she's coming in, she's actually talking about what a good friend you are to people. Okay. She's saying that you're a very good listener and you're actually quite intelligent. She says that when she was here, she was somebody who, she was kind of a go-getter. She was always doing one thing after another. She was running here, there, everywhere. I feel her being directly connected with people. It almost feels healthcare or education field to me, the way she comes in, because I feel her wanting to take care of people. Has that cleared up anything or not?
Yes, it has.
Say again? It has.
Yes,
okay. Who would this be to you?
She was my sister's friend.
Your sister's friend, and she was a real go-getter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did she have the breast cancer?
Yes, she did.
Okay. But she had it. Okay.
Right.
So yes, interesting. Sometimes they'll show me all sorts of things, and we just never know where we're going. And well, I never know where I'm going with this stuff. But she's talking about you. She's saying what a good friend you are. She's saying you're there for people. She's talking about the intelligence level. I am getting a mention with her too. Of boy, and I don't know if this pertains to you or someone else. I am getting some interesting feelings in my lower abdomen. Do you happen to know if she was having problems down there as well?
I don't know about that. She had a lot of medical problems.
Okay.
So I don't know about that.
Okay. And do you happen to know if there would be anybody around you now who's having problems down there in the lower abdomen area? You know, bathroom kind of, or other things down there?
Not that I know of.
Okay. It's just that it's an interesting feeling.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not predicting that somebody's going to get sick, okay? That's not
okay.
You know,
because sometimes people are like, oh, no, that means something's going to happen. I'm like, oh, no, it doesn't. Because it actually feels more food-related to me. Now, I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose nor prescribe all of that stuff.
Right.
But it feels like that it might be food-related, that somebody's eating things they shouldn't be eating, and it's affecting them negatively. So there is that feeling about her. She's really good about wanting to take care of other people and wanting to help others out. You know, she's somebody who's there for them. Yeah, I have to say, I really like her energy. She's got a strong, positive energy about her. And the energy of wanting to just, there's an enthusiasm that comes through with her that is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. She's talking about you and your enthusiasm, too. She says you have quite a bit of that as well. And you're... You know, you're really good at looking at the bright side of things, aren't you?
Well, I think sometimes I am.
I think you are. That's what she's telling me anyway. And she says you're quite good at that. You know, looking for the silver lining, if you will, in things. And you also are pretty good about you're also pretty good about helping other people too. You've got a really good way about you how you do that. And she really likes that. She does want you to say hi to your sister for her.
She just passed recently.
Oh, okay. Now, she gives me the impression that your sister was helping her out before she passes. Do you know if your sister brought her food at some point? Because I want to give her food.
No, she lived a distance away from my sister. She lives in another state.
Oh, okay, because I want to give her food. I feel like I want to give her food. So there is a mention of that. So it might be fun to see. Well, it might be fun to see how the food plays in. There might be some connection here we just don't know about yet. Yes. And as she touches in with you too, she wants to thank you, number one, for letting her come in. Not that you really could have stopped her, I suppose, but for allowing her to come in and being open to letting her, you know, continue on, because she says that that's the way you are. You would do pretty much anything for anybody. So she said she knew it was okay to do that. And she also wants to say hi to some of her other family members. She gives me the impression there are family members still here, and she would like to say hi. I always tell people you do that as you want, because you don't want people to think you're totally crazy, you know. you do what you want with that one.
My sister will totally understand all of this.
Okay, good. Good, because I want to, I have to say, I do really like this spirit on the other side. She's just a lovely, lovely person.
You said about her taking care of people. She took care of older people, and she was an animal lover. She had animals. She would never turn an animal away. She had so many different animals that she took care of. So she was a great person.
Yeah, well, she feels like it. It, you know, it just feels like she's somebody who wants to make a difference and does make a difference. It's a really wonderful place to be. Well, Char, I guess I should let you go so I can move on to other people. It was so nice talking to you. Maybe I'll see you in person someday.
I've seen you at Lilydale. I usually try to make it to Lilydale about four times every summer because that's my place. I love it there.
Lilydale is amazing, isn't it?
It sure is. I love it there. It's just so peaceful.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, good. Well, thank you so much for calling, and I will see you then the next summer.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And that was Char. You know, it's so interesting. So if you are just joining in, this is Lilydale Radio. I haven't really said that very much, and I need to do that. I'm Colleen van der Zijden, and the name of my show is Embracing Your Essence. It is live on Facebook on my professional page, Colleen van der Zijden, Medium and Self-Empowerment Coach. You can also watch it on listen to it on Blog Talk Radio and all of that. Tonight, I have so many callers all lined up here, and I'm trying to get to all of you, but it's hard to do apparently, and my screen is doing something really wacky now, so I'll do the best I can with it. I don't know. But today's topic is we are talking about fear. And I want to talk about another fear before I take another caller. And it's the fear of being inadequate, the fear of not being good enough. that we are not worthy. And how many times do we have this fear that just sneaks into our lives? You know, we start thinking about who we are and how we're not good enough. We can't do this because we're not good enough. We can't, we don't think we know how to do things. That's a fear as well if we don't act on it. I mean, if you don't know how to do something, you go try to figure it out. That's not a fear. But if your excuse, an excuse can be a fear. If your excuse is I can't do it because I don't know how, that's just an excuse. That's a form of fear stepping in. We can have a form of fear that comes in like procrastination. So much of the time, procrastination is actually a form of fear. We don't step into what we want to do. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Now, of course, it can be laziness as well. But we do it tomorrow because, yeah, you know, it just doesn't feel quite right yet. Or, you know, and then we start with those excuses again. We sometimes with our fears, we'll actually question our dreams. I talked about dreams last week. We'll question our dreams. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I'm good enough to do it. What if people don't like it? What if people judge me? Then we're back to that fear. You know, there are so many different ways we have this fear of how we're not good enough. We can self-sabotage. I had a friend who had to take a test and they were convinced they were going to fail, so they didn't study. It was self-sabotage. They made themselves fail because they just didn't want to study. Sometimes people who blame others for their problems. They're not taking responsibility for their own lives. They're blaming other people. That is also a form of fear. It's a fear of not being able to look at ourselves and take responsibility. You know, we're going to deflect how we feel onto somebody else. We're going to project it off to somebody else. That is still a form of fear. Like I said at the beginning of the show, some people say there's only two emotions, fear and love. And if you're not in love, happy, content, moving forward with your life, then you're probably in fear. And when you think about some of the stories, you know, when we're dating and, you know, trying to find somebody to be with, and we may have some bad experiences, and then we decide we don't want to do it anymore because, you know, it's just a bad situation. You're scared of how you're going to break up with somebody. You're scared of what you're going to say and all that. So you end up just not trying anymore and not doing anything. Years ago, I used to have I have no sense of direction driving. I mean, absolutely no sense of direction. Thank God for GPSs. But years ago, pre-GPS, pre-cell phones even, I would want to go places. And I had a fear of driving long places by myself because if I got lost, even if I had a map, by the time I figured out where I was, my God, who knows where I could be. I was afraid I would get lost. I also had a car that would break down all of the time. I don't know how many times I was on the side of the road and I would have to wait for somebody to come and save me. Somebody would have to come and help me or, you know, wait for a police officer to go by so they could call a tow truck or whatever. So I had this fear and I wanted to go to this workshop in Chicago, which is a pretty good distance from Lilydale. And I wanted to go to this workshop. And I went back and forth, you know, should I do it or not do it? But I really wanted to go. So I just stepped into the fear. I wrote out the directions so I didn't have to look at a map while I was driving and stop all the time. So I literally wrote out the steps. You drive on this road and you turn, you drive on this road and you go this far. So I kind of forced my way through my fear. And sometimes that's what we have to do. We have to force our way through. We just have to step into it anyway. That's courageous and that's brave. So if you have a fear about something, you know, and it could be big, little, whatever it is, sometimes we just have to step in and just do it. Just go. We want to live as fearlessly as we can. And there's good fear. You know, I'm also performing a violinist, and I speak a lot in different churches and different places. And even giving messages at Lilydale at the Stump, we all get a little bit nervous before we go up there because we don't know what we're going to say. Even performing, I can practice as much as I can, but when I get up there, the nerves are still there, you know, if I'm performing by myself. But those are good fears. They're not necessarily a bad fear. It's a good thing because it's telling us, yes, this is important. Yes, it's something that you want to achieve and do it anyway. If I let my fears stop me, every time I got nervous before I did a reading or before I get up in front of people to perform or do readings in a public forum, if I let that stop me, I wouldn't be here now because I'd be scared to death to be talking on the radio and Facebook Live. And this, we just have to step in sometimes. And it's so important that we do that. So that's one way you can start to work through your fear. Sometimes just recognizing you have a fear is all you need to do to recognize it's there. And then you can get out of it. Just say, oh, you know what? I am scared about that, but that's okay. Things happen. Life is the way life is. Okay, so I do want to move to another caller. So you can call in. The number is 818-739-8818. I only have 15 minutes left, but that's okay. You can call in. We can talk about if you have a problem you want to get a spiritual perspective on, if you want to ask questions about mediumship coaching, you want to talk about fear, you have a fear you want to talk about, see if I can give you a suggestion as how to move forward with that. Be happy to help you as best I can. So let's see. I want to make sure I don't pick somebody I've already talked to because that would be weird, wouldn't it? Okay, hold on. I'm looking to see. Okay, 1-860. You have been on hold forever, it looks like. 1-860. Here I come. Hello, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you, Colleen?
I'm very good. Thank you. And what's your name?
My name is Dorothy.
Dorothy. And where are you calling from, Dorothy?
Virginia.
Wow. And so, do you have something in particular you want to talk about tonight?
Not in particular, just whatever you pick up for me.
Okay. I do, you know, I have a man who has stepped in for you. And he feels pretty thin to me before he passes. He feels pretty thin. And interestingly, I'm getting that kind of feeling in my stomach that I'm wondering if he had a serious illness before he passes. He does seem to be on the older side when he passes, but not as old as I'd like him to be. Interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah. He feels kind of fatherly, grandfatherly to me. And I'm seeing his hair, and there's a bit of a wave in it, and it's like silvery, white, silvery, dark hair kind of mixed in all together. It's kind of nice hair. Do you know who I'm talking to, by chance?
No, I don't.
Me neither. And I have to say, though, there's something about him that just how he looks, there's a bit of a lanky feel to him. And I'm also wondering if he might have been a farmer or somehow did something with planting. Huh, interesting. Yeah, he's got that, a little bit of the hard work as farmers do, that kind of feeling with him. And there's a feeling of him really being into being outside. He does mention flowers and things like that for you. Do you have a garden or do you plant yourself?
I love flowers, yes.
Okay, isn't that funny? You never know who's going to come in. And sometimes we find out later, and sometimes we never find out, but he's mentioning the gardens and the flowers for you. And there's such...
Yes.
It's really nice. There's a feeling with him right now as he's talking about the flowers. And I want healthy things around you right now. Have you shifted your diet by any chance to healthier foods?
I'm trying to, yes.
Okay. Isn't that funny? I love it. I love it. You never know where spirit's going to go. Because I'm seeing healthy stuff, you know, organic as much as possible, you know, where it's necessary kind of thing. But I'm seeing the good stuff, the fruits, the vegetables, that kind of thing. And he tells me, actually, have you actually been eating more raw vegetables and things?
Not particularly, no.
Okay, well, let's see if that's going to mean something later.
I think I know who you're talking to.
Oh, my goodness, wonderful. Who do you think it might be?
I think it's my my stepfather.
Oh, okay.
Gil.
Oh, Gil. Okay, Gil. Oh, that's a cool name. Cool. And was he a bit of a farmer?
Yes, he had a garden.
Okay, because I definitely want these kinds of things. Well, it's interesting because he's showing me raw vegetables, okay? And I'm not a vegan. I'm not a raw person, any of that stuff. And he's talking about how that's going to give you more energy if you eat more raw things. Now, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm assuming he's not a doctor. You know, I mean, certainly we're not prescribing anything here. But there is that feeling from him about raw vegetables giving you more energy. He tells me you reach a certain point in the day and you just get really tired. Do you get really tired?
Yes, that's true.
And it just seems to really, it seems to really drag you kind of down. And, you know, it's like, oh, I'm done now. And he, as he's talking about this, the food, and I'm sure there's other foods around that would be just as good. He's talking about spacing the foods out during the day as much as possible. He's also saying, too, have you not been walking as much as you used to?
That's so true.
Isn't that funny?
Hello?
There's the feeling.
Yes.
Can you hear me still? Okay, good. He wants to make sure you're getting out there and walking. And I'm just going to put the number out so that anybody can see this. Sorry, I'll come right back to you in a second. 818-739-8818. Okay, it's at the top of the page as well. Somebody's asking about the number. As he's talking about you getting out and walking, he's not telling you to walk fast, anything like that, but just to get outside and try to get as much in as you can out there. That will also help you build up your energy, and it'll make it easier to get everything done. You tend to be somebody who likes to do a lot of things, though, don't you?
Yes.
And you keep yourself on the busier side, so it would be logical to be tired.
Yes.
But you do keep yourself on the busy side. So he also mentions, too, that sometimes, you know, with this new shifting here of taking care of yourself with the foods and things like that, that you are actually really stepping into that now, and you're really stepping into taking care of yourself and paying attention to what your own needs are. You put other people's needs ahead of your own for a long time, didn't you?
Yes.
And that's always a good thing to do. It really is. Even though, you know, so we put ourselves second and that can cause some problems sometimes, but you're in that space now where you can do things for yourself now. Have you taken up a new hobby as well? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. It almost looks like I'm fishing, but I think I'm sewing or something like that. Are you taking up one of something like that?
I used to knit.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing something with my hands. I love when spirit comes through my hands and I do something and I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm like, what am I doing? So that may be what it is. Have you contemplated starting that up again? No, interesting.
I saw a sign of a knitting group and I made a mental note of it, but yeah.
Okay, because it feels relaxing to me when you do that.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like this would be something you want to do. Okay, Dorothy, I suppose I'll have to wrap up here with you. I must tell you, though, that this man, he's so happy to have talked to you. There's a lot of love for you, a lot of pride for you as well. And he's just so happy to have talked to you. He's quite excited, which means he doesn't seem like he gets excited a lot. But there's
Right.
Yes, he seems kind of low-key.
Thank you so much, Colleen.
He's pretty excited. You are so welcome, Dorothy. It was great talking to you.
Thank you.
And that was Dorothy from Virginia. Thank you, Dorothy. And it's so much fun to talk to spirits. And if you're just joining in, I have 6.5 minutes left, roughly. And I'm Colleen VanderZeiden, and this is Lilydale Radio. And Lilydale Radio is kind of fun. I get to talk about whatever I want to talk about, but I see all these people calling, and I never really get to my whole topic as much as I should. So maybe I'll next week do a topic for a bit and then take callers. Maybe I'll do that instead. But there's so many of you who want to talk and get solutions. I'm going to move to another caller in our last 6 minutes here. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about, basically, and we'll just go from there. The number is 2807, the lottery number, 2807. Hello, how are you?
Hello there, I'm Rachel.
Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. I'm near you. I live in Forestville.
Oh, do you? How fun is that? How fun.
Well,
and do you have something in particular?
I'm excited I'm the last caller.
You were what?
I'm excited I got through.
Oh, I know. I've had a lot of callers tonight. I mean, a lot. And, you know, once I get talking, I just keep going. You know,
you're getting popular. That's a good thing.
Well, I hope so. You know, I want to help as many people as I can. So what do you want to talk about tonight?
If you sense anything or a general reading, really.
You know what I'm seeing? Okay, this is interesting. I'm seeing clothes that are dirty, okay? I don't know what that means. I have no idea. It looks like work clothes, and I feel like I have a woman on the other side who works, and it almost feels like a restaurant to me, and I come home with dirty clothes, with food on my clothes or something like this. Did you have a woman who worked in a restaurant somehow?
Yes, I was a manager of a restaurant for several years.
Really? And do you have somebody on the other side, or are they just using this to talk to you?
I have several on the other side. I do have an employee that passed away.
Okay, well, this will be fun. I tell you, I've never identified a spirit by that before, you know, working in a restaurant in dirty-ish clothes. Was this a girl who passes, your employee?
I had a woman, she was older. Sandy was her name.
Okay. Yeah, that feels right to me. Yeah, wow. Could she get a little bit, what's the word I want to use? Passionate about things? Excitable?
Yes.
Because I get a lot of, I don't want to go quite so far as to say drama, but it feels a little bit like drama to me. But not bad drama, you know, not like she's making a, what do they call it, mountain out of a molehill, not quite that, but she gets excited about things. And I get the impression, too, that she really is, what's the word I want, convicted, that sounds funny. Has a conviction for what's right and what's wrong, and does not like unfairness. Do you happen to know?
That describes her pretty well. She had worked there for probably 30 years, and she got sick and then never could make it back to work, and ended up, she was diabetic, lost her legs and stuff, and shortly thereafter ended up passing away.
Wow. I have to say I like her energy, because even though
she was awesome, she was an awesome lady.
She is. And, you know, and as she talks about you, she tells me, interesting. You're a really good person, she's telling me. She's telling me you're somebody who really cares about the people she works with, cares about people you don't even know. She's so happy. Wow. She really has a very high opinion of you, let me tell you. Very high opinion. She says you're a very loving person. You take your responsibilities very seriously. You work hard, don't you? You work very hard.
Yes.
And you really want to provide, you know, for others as well. You do what you need to do. And you have what's the word she's using? Thank you. A great sense of integrity about how things should be done. And she said that it was really wonderful knowing you and getting to know you and spending time with you. And she counts you as one of her good friends. And she wants to make sure you know how much she loves you. Oh, my goodness, 90 seconds.
Aww.
And she wants to let you know how much she loves you. And she thanks you so much for everything you've done. And she actually says on occasion you do talk to her, even though she's on the other side. So that's really cool. So keep doing that.
Wonderful. Yes. Thank you very much. I never would have thought she would have came through. Awesome.
You never know who's going to come. It's very interesting. It's kind of to fulfill their needs as well. You know, they want to share things. Well, since I'm getting my 60 seconds, Rachel, I guess I'm going to have to go. But it was so nice talking to you. You are most
welcome. Awesome. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Yes, so this is Lily Dale Radio, living living, I don't know if that's the word, live streaming on Facebook as well as on Blog Talk. I'm Colleen VanderZeiden. You can reach me at ColleenVanderZeiden.com. And this is Lilydale Radio, so you can find Lilydale information at LilydaleAssembly.com. You can also follow us on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. My Facebook is Colleen VanderZeiden, Medium and Self-Empowerment Coach. And you can also find Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook as well. And it was so nice talking to you, and I am looking forward to talking to you next week. You guys have a great week, and I will finish off. Thanks for watching.